This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we go out to the hotline right now. Aaron Murray, college football analyst for CBS Sports Network. He's going to be on the call Saturday. Air Force takes on Colorado State. You better watch out. Joey Porter could get shot up there. Georgia takes on Florida for the SEC on CBS Game of the Week. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock with college football today. Aaron, good morning. How's everything?
Doing good. How are you guys doing today?
We're excellent. Great here in Pittsburgh, and it's pretty exciting times for college football in these parts. Penn State playing so well. I made this claim the other day, and I'm going to amend it just a little bit. Le'Veon Bell's the best running back on earth right now, I think. Saquon Barkley may be the second best individual talent on earth running the football. Am I that far off?
No, I don't think so. I actually had the opportunity to watch that game Saturday night with Penn State and Michigan, and looking at Saquon Barkley, the kid is just an impressive kid to look at. He's a big kid, big legs, but then the thing you see with him, not only catching the ball in the backfield, but his ability to break away both the pass game and the run game when he does get in the open field. And when you get a big kid moving like that, I don't think anyone wants to stop him.
Now, Aaron, with that being said, they hand something out every year for guys like this, the Heisman. We've seen the kid from Oklahoma State, the quarterback there, JT Barrett. We see Louisville, Lamar Jackson. Who else is out there that can get this prize?
I think Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma, I think he really put the team on his back out there. It's pretty much a one-man band for him, running the ball, passing the ball. They don't have a defense at Oklahoma. That's the reason why they lost a couple weeks ago. But he's a guy, he's a fun kid to watch. And anytime you have a quarterback that can make that much noise in the pass game and in the run game, and I just think the excitement that he brings, he'll definitely be in the conversation. I think Lamar Jackson and Louisville, I just don't think they've won enough this year. I know he's been playing, even better this year, passing the ball than he was last season, but he's not putting up as big of numbers. It's hard to say that he's not putting up as big of numbers when you look at his stats week in and week out are still pretty impressive. But I think right now it's a two-man race between Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma.
Now, Aaron, of course, Barkley gets a lot of the acclaim as well. He should. He's earned it. But Penn State, pretty impressive. I know they were home, but they crushed Michigan. And now they go to Ohio State next Saturday. You've seen Ohio State play, I'm sure. How do you handicap that game? And does Penn State have a chance to win on the road at the Horseshoe?
Oh, they definitely have a chance. I think the one big advantage, and you saw this past weekend with Penn State and Michigan, that home field advantage when you have 100,000+ people rocking and rolling, it's intimidating for an opposing team, and it makes it really difficult for an opposing offense. But I think right now Penn State is playing really well. I think their defense is playing well. I think offensively they're balanced. And when you look at Ohio State, good team. I don't think they're a great, great team. They really haven't been challenged too much this year besides, obviously, the loss to Oklahoma early in the season. But you look at their schedule, they beat Nebraska, they beat Maryland, they beat Rutgers, UNLV, Army. Really have not had a challenging schedule at all by any means. So really this is their second big game this season. They lost the first one, like I said, to Oklahoma. I just think Penn State's a great team. I had Penn State going to the playoffs this year. I had Penn State win this game early in the season, and right now they're looking like they're going to go in there and win this one as well. But you never know. Big rivalry game, anything can happen.
Now, you said it's intimidating. When you played in a number of stadiums like that, with loud, hostile crowds. How long did it take you to get over that as an opposing quarterback? And did you, by the time you finally did you actually thrive on that atmosphere as a visiting player with a chance to shut up a large crowd?
Yeah, there's nothing better than kind of getting that crowd quiet down and hushing them. I think the biggest thing for any offense when you are on the road is just to get that first down. Every drive, if you're able to get a first down and then get a second first down, the crowd just slowly just starts getting quieter and quieter until you get back into the red zone. But that's the biggest game. Right now, the way Penn State's running the football, they'll be able to put themselves in a second and manageable, third and manageable, to be able to put themselves to be able to get that first down. And that's, like I said, that's the key to any time you're on the road. It's just getting the first down to quiet that crowd.
Aaron Murray, college football analyst, CBS Sports Network, joining us for a couple minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. You're a Florida kid, grew up near in Tampa for the most part, so you're a little north of it. But I said this the other day on the show. I feel like the state of college football is more exciting when Miami's good because they're so damn polarizing. People love them. People hate them. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and for me, I have a personal connection. I see Coach Rick down there in Miami right now, and you know he would do a great job. One, he's from Boca. He's from down that area. He grew up there. He went to Miami. He knows the ins and outs of recruiting in that state. And there's really three main states for recruiting, and maybe four. You got Florida, you got Texas, you got California, and then obviously Georgia. Again, these top high school kids. And you want to talk about some studs. You know, you go from Tampa south, and you get into the Belgrade area, and obviously the Miami area. There's just so much talent there. And if you put that with a great coach and Coach Rick, this team's only going to continue getting better and better. And you look at the ACC right now in a whole, obviously Florida State's down. Clemson's a good team, but they've been shown that, you know, there is a way to beat those guys. So right now, Miami's looking pretty good. They got some tough games ahead of them. They have to play Notre Dame. Obviously, going to have to play if they do make it to the ACC championship. But talented team, but they are exciting. It is always exciting when you get Miami rolling.
Yeah, the way to beat them is you get into Muck City and get as many kids as you can get. That's how you beat them.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, I don't know many kids, but I knew growing up in Florida, everyone's throwing up at you. One of my best buddies, Orson Charles, who I convinced to go to Georgia with me instead of Miami. I mean, he grew up a big Miami fan. And luckily for us at Georgia, Miami was a little down while we were getting recruited, so he ended up swapping his pick and going to UGA with me. But it is definitely fun when you get the Miami football rolling. Just the history, the tradition, just the way they play football is always a little nastier.
Now, take the top five out of the equation here. Everyone else with a loss. Who right now is playing the best football? Someone to keep your eye on down the stretch.
You're saying out of the top five? Or top
yeah,
five?
Out of the top five. Down below.
I think Oklahoma. I really like Baker Mayfield. I think that guy gives you a chance to win every single game just because he's such a passionate player. He's a fun player to watch. Guys on the team rally around him. It's tough for him because, you know, they really don't have a defense. And then obviously Notre Dame right now also, I really like the way they're playing. And they're going to have an opportunity, two more games to prove why they're a top football team. They have to play Miami. They have to play Stanford. So those are two big games. If they win those games, I don't see any reason why they can't be in the playoffs.
Until we see teams meet, sometimes it's tough to compare, you know, which conference is the best and all that stuff. I know you're an SEC guy, but how do teams like Penn State and Ohio State compare to Alabama?
I think they're right there. I think you look at all these other conferences. You look at the ACC, the Big Ten. I think the big thing is they're catching up with recruiting where they're not having to rebuild every year. It's just restocked. You see Alabama, the reason they're so great is because they got such a deep recruiting class of talent that, you know, senior may lead to the draft, and all of a sudden they got another stud that's just been, you know, chopping up a bit to get in there and play. And you've seen that this year with Clemson. You've seen this year with Penn State where, you know, they're just reloading every year with talent after talent. And the biggest thing is the game is played at the line of scrimmage. And these teams are learning that. They got big guys. They got big, ugly guys at the offensive line and defensive line, so they're able to go out there and compete.
Last thing for you, got about 30 seconds left. Aaron Murray, college football analyst for CBS Sports Network, former quarterback at Georgia. You have to take Sanford Stadium out of this. You're not allowed to answer that between the hedges. You can't say that. But people love college football here in Western Pennsylvania. If they're going to make a road trip and go to one SEC stadium to see a game that's not Georgia, where would you send them to?
Unfortunately for me, I never get to play at Alabama. I never got to play at LSU. I've heard going to LSU in that stadium is just an incredible time. For me, my all-time favorite stadium to play in was at South Carolina. It's just a fun atmosphere. The fans, they sell out every game. They're passionate fans. They got their white towels rolling. They got the Sandstorm song playing, so they're hopping up and down, going crazy. So that was, for me, as a opposing quarterback, that was my favorite place to play. But obviously, I have to say, there's nothing like Sanford Stadium. Right on campus, beautiful stadium, and the fans are great.
Aaron Murray, CBS Sports Network. Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great week, guys.
All right, you too. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. One of those old SEC quarterbacks. I mean, you think,
yeah.
Oh, the life. Imagine being an SEC quarterback. I mean, just even for a year. Hell, just give me a week being an SEC quarterback. Walking around campus. Talk about big man on campus.
I know.
Whew. Man. You ready for an update, Jim?
Remember what Bino used to say about the co-eds. What, Mississippi? Wasn't it Mississippi?
What's that?
Bino.
Yeah,
used to talk about the
what he say?
Co-eds.
Oh, the
other game in Mississippi.
Call them co-eds. Yes.
Yeah. Back
Mississippi,
in the day.
Mississippi State. I don't even need to go to the games. Let me walk around the parking lot. Grove down there. Oh, Jim. You want to go to a game at Sanford Stadium in Georgia? What do you think, Jim?
Between the hedges?
Perhaps.
No, you know where I want to go?
Where?
The world's largest outdoor cocktail
no,
party.
No, you don't. That's a terrible city. It's in Jacksonville.
I know.
I hate Jacksonville.
I just think that's the stupidest thing. When they say the world's largest. Like, there's an indoor cocktail party where they have more people at it than Georgia, Florida, and Jacksonville? I don't think so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.